You're listening to a new episode of the Trojans Talk OT Podcast. Hi, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of the Trojans Talk OT Podcast. I'm your co-host, Mason, and I'm joined by my lovely co-host,
Jada. Hey, y'all. How's it going?
Me and Jada are currently in the midst of our level two fieldwork right now. If you're not exactly sure what that means, in occupational therapy school, students do level one and level two fieldwork. In level one fieldwork, students kind of just get immersed in shadowing a population where OTs work. And then in level two fieldwork is where you actually slowly take on patients into your own caseload and really build your clinical skills. Right now, I'm doing a level two fieldwork at a pediatric outpatient clinic in Bothell, Washington. If anyone has something to talk about that, though, it's you, Jada, because you really left Los Angeles to go into your fieldwork.
So I am currently doing my level two fieldwork at a university in Denmark. So I have a researcher primarily work with, and some of the research areas that she is involved in is like obesity prevention, health promotion, but all within occupational therapy. So yeah, it has definitely been crazy of adjusting to not just this setting, because it's not the most, not a lot of, I think, OTs go into research, or even, you know, students going into research within their OT program, but also just being in a different country. Yeah, so very different than LA and Arkansas. But it's been really fun, and I am getting to learn a lot about the research process, and also being able to see occupational therapy in, you know, clinical settings within Denmark. So that's been really cool.
Yeah, and what's really cool about Jada's experience is she's in her level 2B fieldwork. So there's a 2A and a 2B. In your 2A, you're just doing it for about 3 months full time. But then in your 2B, you're actually at the same site for an entire year, kind of conducting field work, taking classes, and then there's some like full-time parts of it. So Jade actually had the fortunate opportunity to kind of be there for an extended period of time to kind of really get immersed in that practice setting. It's definitely a bit of a transition. It's nice too, because it definitely does make the program feel like it comes full circle. Because sometimes when you're in those like foundational classes or even in the immersion classes, it's hard to visualize like actually like using that knowledge and kind of applying it to practice. So when you finally get to field work and you're really seeing patients, seeing the things you talk about in class, like it really kind of just brings it all together. See that like, oh, the knowledge, like all the classes you've been taking, all the studying you've been doing is actually having a big impact on your effectiveness as a future clinician, which is super cool. I feel like one of the biggest challenges and biggest things, like lessons to learn during the level two fieldwork, at least for me so far, is being okay with that discomfort of not actually knowing what you're doing. That's kind of an integral piece of it, is having to navigate situations where you don't know what to do and where you make mistakes, and you have the opportunity to make mistakes in a safe environment to really help you learn those effective tools of practice.
I can't wait to see you finish. Oh my gosh, I feel like an older sibling watching.
Okay, it's just, you know, Jada is one full year ahead of me in the program.
I say this like I'm 100 years old. I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm watching my kid grow up. I don't know, that's so weird.
Kind of on the same theme as looking back on our earlier time in the program, it kind of connects to the theme of what today's episode is about. So in today's episode, Jada and I really wanted to take you guys kind of on a conversation about during those earlier year in the programs, when you're really immersed in full-time coursework, you're taking classes like in person at the division, opportunities for student organizations and student leadership, because we feel like it's a little bit of an untold story when it comes to that student experience. Here at USC, we are really marketing this idea of leadership and innovation, especially at USC Chan. It's all about kind of changing the landscape that you're a part of. And I would say that is that theme really does get reflected in our student body through the student organizations and student government boards and things like that, where students kind of take on that kind of that passion that we see in our professors and apply it to us as students. What has your experience been with that, Jada?
I think for me, there are different avenues where you can have this sort of leadership position within the program. I mean, you obviously know, you know, as an ambassador, there are ways for students to be put in these positions where they can, you know, try to make a difference within the program. But I think also as you not just go through the program, but as you are maturing as a student and maturing as a future occupational therapist, you are constantly being aware of different groups that you would like to see represented or are fighting for different groups that may not have a voice. And so that's also a way for you to, you know, be a leader within the program. I've been able to watch like some of my classmates do really amazing things, even if they didn't have like an official position, you know, within an organization within the program. I think they have already cemented themselves as a leader just by the work that they're doing in the community and the way that they are speaking out in classes and different settings with, you know, different teachers, professors. That makes sense.
Yeah, I think that makes a lot of sense. Thanks for sharing that. And I think that does kind of connect to what we're trying to bring about in this podcast, in the sense, especially this episode, is we're trying to talk about the opportunities for students. And I really liked how you coined that you don't have to just be like a leader and have some sort of position to impact the environment you're in. And with all these student government and student organizations that we might discuss today, the only way that they function is by having members in different kinds of positions, general members who support them in different kinds of activities and events they run and things like that. And I think all of that is necessary to kind of support the goals they're going for. Now, there is a lot of student organizations at USC Chan. I will say we have tons, and these are both kind of student leadership-based organizations, as well as affinity spaces. Affinity spaces are typically more focused on a specific culture or identity of student population at USC Chan. And those students kind of meet up and they talk about, you know, their experiences. They talk about how their identity impacts their education, and they even sometimes do socials or different things like that, fundraisers for local charities. It really does depend on the different kinds of affinity spaces. And then next to that, we do also have what I kind of coin as student leadership advocacy-based kind of organizations. These ones include OTSC, ATO, and some other ones as well. And these organizations take it a step above and kind of work on more like larger scale projects, I would say. Because there's so many groups, we would have loved to have every single group on the podcast, but that episode would have been like really long. For today's episode, we ended up just doing one interview with OTSC. Their experience and their reflections throughout their interview don't necessarily represent any other organization, but it does kind of give you a taste as to, you know, what students in the organization, like what kind of drives them, what their passions are. And I won't talk any more about that because I will let our guests speak for themselves in that kind of sense.
Hi, everyone. My name is Alyssa Darmawan, and I am the co-chair of OTSC, which is the Occupational Therapy and Science Council here at USC Chan.
Awesome. Thanks so much for coming on the podcast, Alyssa. We really wanted to hear from you all who are part of these student organizations, because we think you guys have a really valuable story to tell us about a different aspect of student life that maybe not always gets talked about. Can you tell me a little bit about what OTSC is? I feel like I've gone to many different kinds of events and things like that, but I think I'd love for myself and for our listeners to have a better kind of definition of it.
Yeah, definitely, Mason. So OTSC is, like I said before, stands for the Occupational Therapy and Science Council, and we are the biggest recognized student-led organization here at USC Chan. So some of the things we do kind of address the needs and interests through like connections within like USC, our state association OTAC, as well as like AOTA. Through like student engagement and professional development. So we are recognized by the AOTA as the student, like social student, like or association. Some of the things we do quite a lot of things. We do a lot of social like functions and activities, such as like we host tailgates. We also have like a fall kickoff. So we usually have like socials like each semester. We just finished up like 2 weeks ago, like our end of the year party, kind of just like celebrating the end of the semester. But we also recognize that there is a need of like professional development. So we also have we have like our interest group. So students are able to participate and join in like any like interest groups they're interested in within like occupational therapy. So some of them include like hand therapy. We started a sensory integration one. There's also a neuro rehab one as well. So a lot of ways to be involved within like OTSC, but essentially this is for like the betterment of like the students and just like having creating this like and fostering this sense of community within the USC Chan since we are like a bit pretty big program.
Yeah, that's fantastic. I think you guys do a lot of great work. And I think it's really interesting how you guys can kind of meet multiple needs of the student body that you guys serve. So whether that be social-based needs, but then as well as those professional development needs, I think it's really interesting how you guys are able to cater to those different kinds of things, but also kind of take the initiative to create new programs based on what like students are asking for and what you guys perceive as new student needs of the program. I was wondering if you could tell us a little bit about why you chose to run for this position. And it can be why you chose to run for the specific position that you're in on the board, but also why you chose to be a part of a student organization amidst all of, your busy graduate coursework.
Oh, yeah, definitely. So, essentially, the reason why I decided to run as co-chair. So, the other co-chair is Taylor Kamamoto. And we decided to run as pairs just because, like, for me personally, I have always been interested in like getting involved. Like, I was very involved in undergrad. I actually created the pre-OT Association back at San Diego State. And so like I feel like I always had this like passion to like really serve the community. And I feel like as co-chair I was able to kind of like in a way like support like my fellow board members. So OTSC is really big. So we have like about like 17 to 18 board members. And so in a way like with this position not only I'm able to like be a leader for them, but also like provide them like any guidance and just like supporting their like personal and professional development as like a leader on campus. Just specifically with OTSC, I think I've always been wanting to be involved ever since I started here at USC Chan, and I have an interest in like creating this like sense of belonging and community since the beginning of the program, and I really wanted to ensure that everyone felt supported and had opportunities for like growing and learning, as well as like developing as like students in order to like foster connections with one another through like all of our social activities and functions. I felt like especially with the USC Chan community, we are huge, and I honestly value like my relationships like outside my cohort, and I feel like fostering those like relationships are something I've always been like very passionate about since like with graduate school there's always like a lot of things going on, like there's a lot of like we have to focus on like field work and like classes, but like having this like fun like social like activity like bringing people together has always been something I really enjoyed. And yeah, like we don't really see each other like outside our cohort. So like having these hosting these events like tailgates and other like functions like our like interest groups when we do like invite like guest speakers to like talk about like different like practice areas in occupational therapy. I felt like that was very fulfilling to me. And I think definitely one of the things we tried to do like this year was enhancing our buddy program, EOTD buddy program. So essentially what that is we connect like first year students like entering the program at USC Chan, and we connect them with a second year EOTD student in order to like provide like the support and guidance as they do like navigate their first semester. Like it is like tough like transitioning to like a graduate program. So like how to navigate classes and helping them with like professional development or even like supporting them with like connecting with someone like as a friend, like as a buddy, like we try to match them up based on like their interests, their hometowns. And so I felt that like that was very like essential and very crucial, especially since the USC Chan, like the EOTD program specifically is like very large and like there's a lot of people you meet, but like having that one person to support you is very like crucial, and it will help you like get through like the program and you feel overall just like supported like on a student level.
Yeah, wow. I feel like you touched so many points there that I really appreciated learning more about. I found it really interesting how you kind of connected with one of your, or not even connected to one of your previous passions, but it's something that you've worked towards in a lot of different settings. And it's really interesting how like a meaningful occupation for you is kind of being that student leader and kind of being that voice and being able to support your fellow peers. And I think it's really beautiful how you're able to do that again when you came into this new scene as an USC Chan occupational therapy student. I also wanted to touch on the buddy program. I think the buddy program is a lot of people's one of their favorite kind of support systems when they're in the program. Like you said, it's really supportive of their ability to kind of navigate things and just learn from someone's experience who's already gone through some of those initial challenges. As a student ambassador myself, I'll say that like one of the biggest questions I get from prospective students looking in to our OTD program is asking like if we have a buddy program. And I think it's always been a pleasure of mine to be able to kind of talk about that buddy program whenever they ask about it, because people do see it as really supportive and their ability to succeed here at USC. I was wondering if you could, I know you guys do so many different kinds of projects, right? You guys do the social events, you do the professional development, you have the buddy program. In your time serving on the board this year, is there one or two events or programs that you guys have created that you feel like was your guys' biggest success this year?
That's a great question. I would say like definitely the main one is the EOTD Buddy Program. Something we did like differently this year. So last year it was the first, that was the first year when that the Buddy Program was created. Since we are like I'm currently the second like year getting going into the EOTD program here at USC Chan. And so alongside me, it was me, Taylor Kamamoto, and the EOTD representative, Catherine Picard. So like we wanted to really like enhance the buddy program this year. And we decided to host like pre-match like mixers. So like the first year and second years can kind of like get to know each other before like writing their preferences, and also just like a nice like fun activity in the beginning of the year. And with it, and then we also had like a match night, and we had like a pretty big turnout. There was like about like over like 100 people like showed up, and it was like really cool to see them like engage in our like match activity and just like seeing like who their buddy was. So that was like very fun. But I think like me personally, what was also like very like I would say like it was one of my like accomplishments was like the Summer Olympics. And so essentially the Summer Olympics, it was hosted by in collaboration with Global Initiatives and OTSC. And it was very like appropriate because last summer it was like the Olympics happened. And this event really fostered this like camaraderie within like not only like the USC Chan like students, but also Global Initiatives hosts this summer occupational therapy immersion program where students from like around the world like come for like a 4 week program where they learn about like occupational therapy in the US. And so it was really cool to like combine like my passions as well like in this event. So these participants of the Summer Immersion Occupational Therapy Program and the USC Chan Division students, mostly the EOTD students, like came together and like played some games. So they were all like randomized in like teams, and they were able to like get to know each other, get along. But it was really cool to see like that not only like the relationship building or like connection building of like the USC Chan body, but also like kind of like more of like the international connections they made. And overall, like I think all the like feedback I received was like everyone like had like a great time, and they met like new friends, like international friends even. So that was like very cool to do like under like Global Initiatives and like OTSC.
Yeah, those both sound like really big accomplishments. Now, I do want to let you get back to your studies, but I just have one last question, kind of to send a message out to anyone who's currently in an occupational therapy program or looking to apply to one and is thinking about getting involved in student organizations. What piece of advice would you give them about being a part of student organizations while in OT school?
I feel like definitely being involved in a student organization while you're at OT school like really helps you like create these like connections with one another, and also just Don't be afraid to like put yourself out there. Definitely for me, like it was like a huge step for me to like take on like the co-chair position of like OTSC. But honestly, like reflecting on it, I don't regret it at all. Like I feel like I was able to not only like build these like connections within like my board members, but also like people who like attended like all the like functions we had and events we had as well. So, yeah, I'm a firm believer that everyone can be a leader, like in some capacity, and just like, you know, all comes to you, you know, like, yeah, just overall, yeah, put yourself out there and just don't be afraid to step out of your comfort zone.
Yeah, I think that's fantastic. Well, thank you so much, Alyssa, for coming on the show. It was an absolute pleasure. I wish you the best with your level two field work this summer, and I hope to hear some fun experiences from that in the near future. So thanks for coming on. Wow, I really enjoyed listening to that interview with Alyssa. I think something that really stood out to me was, I think there was two main things. The first one was kind of how she kind of met a role that was already established, but then she kind of made it her own in the sense of kind of combining her passions and the needs of the student body. And I think the second thing that I really appreciated from the interview was she was like, anyone can be a leader in any capacity. And I love that because it kind of connected to what you were just saying, Jada, about how it's like you don't necessarily need a position to like be helping people, to be like enacting change in your program. So I feel like it all kind of came full circle.
Yeah, no, I totally agree. Yeah, with that last statement she made of, yeah, just and again, like you said, like seeing that there was a space that needed to be filled, and you know, you're saying, you know, she was kind of nervous to step into a role because it is a big deal when you step into any sort of leadership position, and that's why I think it's great when you are in a leadership position, but you have like a co-chair, you know, someone that you can rely on. I myself was the co-chair of our program's COTAD chapter, which is the Coalition of Occupational Therapy Advocates for Diversity, when I was in my second year, and I had a co-chair. And it's just nice when you have someone to lean on and also, you know, just share your thoughts on, because it's again hard being in that sort of position. So knowing that you obviously you have, you know, the rest of your executive board members, but it's just nice knowing that you have someone to lean on. And again, yeah, anyone can be a leader in any sort of way. So I love that even though she was nervous, she, you know, accepted everything that came with it. And it sounds like she had a blast. I personally am jealous that I did not get to experience this whole Olympics thing that y'all had going on. You know, that's okay. Yeah, I definitely miss all the tailgates. So, yeah, I think it's just it was nice just hearing her being able to express how she was able to really build a community within the program, and discussing how even if there was a group that hadn't been made, of just taking the students' interests into consideration and seeing what OTSC can do in order to make these groups happen, because it's what the students want. And, you know, the students are what make the OT program. So, yeah, I love that she, you know, had a great time. Hope she's doing well in her 2A. But yeah, that sounds
Yeah, and I
awesome.
think what's also a really interesting kind of component of this all is that it doesn't necessarily also need to be just a focus on like changing your world and that like advocacy and change. Like Alyssa kind of described, it was also a social connection for her. Like it was an emotional support for her. It helped her, you know, make new friends, have good times during the program. And I also think that's just as valuable to kind of have those opportunities to connect with your classmates and to connect with your cohort and people across other cohorts, other years in the program. And I think if you can do that at the same time as you're also supporting positive change, it kind of just seems like a win-win, to me during your time.
Exactly. And especially with, I mean, like you've mentioned before, specifically within USC, how big, you know, like the groups are, and then just the cohort is in general, it can be hard to, you know, connect within, you know, your group, you know, group A, group B, group C, group D, but then connecting with other people in other groups because you don't get to see them. as often it can feel like you are just confined to your, you know, the bubble within your group. So important
yeah,
thing
I completely
to consider.
Agree. I think kind of as we close this episode, I wanted to close on not necessarily a call to action, but just a kind of message out there to our listeners. If you're looking for OT programs or you're in an OT program or you're in our OT program, just to say, like, show up for these local organizations. Some people, you know, they have busy schedules and, you know, I get that. For me personally, I didn't ever have time to have an actual position in one of these student organizations just because, you know, I worked some jobs out of the program. But I still really benefited from having these student organizations in my program. I loved to go to the OTSC events. Like, I loved that kind of connection and the way they fostered that was super supportive for me. The buddy program, you know, having a buddy in my earlier years, I participated in that as well. So I would just say, you know, if you are passionate about it, look for those opportunities, push yourself out of your comfort zone, join those organizations. And if not, just show up for them, be a part of that community because they're really trying to foster that and they need our support to kind of continue to work hard.
I 100% agree. Even when Alyssa was, you know, talking about, you know, having like guest speakers, like it's also a way for you to connect with other people in the field, you know, like possibly network as well. And again, we know, you know, students are busy. They can't always show up to every event, but I can definitely relate to her in that, you know, you really try to put on these events that students will come to, not just to like have a fun time and to just say like, oh, we got a bunch of people to come, but to say that, oh, at least one student like got something out of this or they took something away from this. And, you know, this was a valuable experience, you know, for them in whatever capacity.
Yeah, fantastic. Thanks for sharing that, Jada. Well, with that, we will close off this episode. It was a pleasure to get to share with you all of our guests, all of our listeners, share with you all about these experiences. And we hope to continue to bring you guys more opportunities to learn more about our program and other kinds of avenues of the student population and the student experience. With that, we'll sign off. I hope you guys continue to do a great job. And for any of our fellow OT students out there in their level twos, keep on pushing. You guys are doing fantastic.
Ooh,
fight on.
Fight on.
Thanks for listening. If you're interested in learning more about CHAN degree programs, student resources, or division news, feel free to visit our website at chan.usc.edu.